That's 6.9. All FM.
One station for all nations.
96.9. All FM.
96.9. Hello, I'm Danielle, and this is The Community Show. Today's guests are very special. We've got Yogic Monks coming down, and waiting in the kitchen now, we have Dada, Ravi, Shekhar, and Nanda. And on the telephone, we'll be talking to Naba, Neela, Nanda, and he's actually in London, to talk about an event that's happening this Saturday called Inner Song 7. Joining them will be Jess Ettridge, and she's from Student Action, and that's who they're raising funds for. So stay listening for that. Go.
FM 96.9 All FM, one station for all nations.
Hello, you're listening to The Community Show on All FM. We welcome into the studio now Yogic Monks, and we have one on the studio, one on the telephone. The first time we've done this, we have Naba, Neela, Nanda. Hello. And we also have Dada, Ravi, Shekhar, Ananda. And joining us as well is Jess Ettridge, and she's from Student Action. And they're all here to talk about a fundraising event that's taking place this Saturday. Naba, can you hear me?
Yeah.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you.
It's sunny in London.
It's sunny in London. Oh, it's not raining here, but very cloudy, so we're all very jealous. So, Dada, Ravi, what is a yogic monk?
Okay, Danielle, I think everyone knows what the word monk means. Basically, a person who has dedicated their life for a spiritual purpose and to lead what we call a renunciant life, a renounced life from the normal family life that, of course, most people will take. So in our tradition of yoga, known as Ananda Marga, yoga, the monks are celibate, and they've dedicated their life to pursuing spiritual practices and teaching other people those spiritual practices. The second word that you used there was yoga, and this is a word meaning strictly union, and it's meaning the union between one's inner self, one's inner consciousness, and supreme consciousness, and the two taken together is therefore meaning a person who has dedicated their life to the teaching of all the practices that help people in their spiritual and all-round development.
Well, on the phone, we have Dada Naba, who's also a monk. Why did you decide to become one?
Well, I couldn't think of anything better to do with my life, really. I learned meditation in 1975 in New Zealand. And we're both from New Zealand, coincidentally enough, because most of our monks aren't. But I got such a really great benefit from meditation. It really helped me to become more of the kind of person I'd like to be, and to control my mind and be much happier. And I thought that the most useful thing I could do with my life was to really devote myself to propagating these teachings and the philosophy that goes with it, which is much more than just meditation.
And how long have you been a monk?
Well, since 1979.
Oh, that's quite a long time. That's a year after I was born.
Oh, really?
So that's 30 years nearly.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Dada Ravi, now you're all going to be in Manchester, including Dada Vida, is it?
Yeah, very.
For a fundraising event on behalf of what's sponsored by RAWA.
Yes.
What's this organisation?
Yeah, RAWA is a branch, you can say, of the Ananda Marga organization, and it's an acronym, in fact, for RAWA, meaning Renaissance Artists and Writers Association. And this was established in the late 1950s in India, and its focus was to bring a sort of new influence in art and music generally, centered around public welfare in a broad sense. So where the artist assumes their deeper role of guiding the society and elevating the people who are the people receiving art. So the RAWA movement is trying to create this renaissance in art and to make their contribution.
Now, the three of you are actually artists, aren't you?
Yes.
And you've all got albums out.
Two of them have, yeah.
Two of them have got albums. And we're going to listen to one of your tracks now, and it's called Perfect Love. That was Perfect Love, and you're listening to The Community Show. If you like the sounds of that song, you can go to the event which is taking place this Saturday, and it's Inner Song 7. And I'm joined in the studio by some of the people who are going to be performing, and that is Yogic Monks, Dada Ravi, and on the telephone we have Dada Naba, who's actually choking there, in London. Hello.
Hi.
You're back with us.
Yep, you left me for a minute.
I know, just while the song was on. So what will you both be doing actually at the event this Saturday? If we start with Naba.
Hi, yeah, well, I guess I'll be playing that song. That's off my last album. And, but I'll be playing solo, because I won't have the band with me, unfortunately. But I'll be doing a whole set of songs, and I have a lot of songs on ecological themes, and I use multimedia with those, so there's a lot of beautiful images in that that'll be going with the music.
Oh, is that going to be on a screen?
Yep.
Ooh.
We don't project it straight into people's heads just yet.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
Well, we've got Dada Ravi as well in the studio, and you're going to be performing as well.
Yeah, we'll have a set at the end. Again, devotional music, and we'll be performing a song in one of the Indian languages, in fact, that has a very spiritual focus to it, and that'll be followed by a spiritual chanting of a mantra, and that's also a practice that, in fact, can be used in meditation, and we find that people really like to get that experience. It's something they can sort of do back home as a practice of yoga also.
Well, the reason why you're coming down to this event is because you're raising money for Student Action. And in the studio now, we do have Jess Ettridge, who's from there. What exactly is Student Action?
Well, Student Action is really a volunteer, student-led organisation working in the University of Manchester. And our projects all run really specifically within the local community. We have like a variety of projects, ranging from projects with the elderly, projects with kids, young people, and homeless projects as well.
And this event is actually raising money for Manchester Kids.
Yeah, it's raising money for two of our projects. One is Chorlton Kids, which runs on a kind of a Wednesday evening. They take children generally from women's refuges, and we do arts and crafts, and occasionally we have trips out kind of to the cinema or to restaurants kind of thing. And we've also got Lady Barn, which is the project that I coordinate, along with another lady. And it basically runs on Tuesday evenings, and it's kind of acts as a youth club for young adults with learning disabilities.
Fantastic. Now, the event is free, isn't it?
Yes.
But you're trying to raise money, and how are you going to do that? Is it through donations?
Yeah, people will be asked to give a donation in the intermission in the middle of the program. As well as that, we've had a number of businesses in South Manchester donating excellent food products, and we will be selling them. And all the donations, of course, will go to the charity work.
Now, Dada Naba, you've actually got a MySpace page, haven't you?
Yeah.
And when did you set that up?
I think it was August last year.
And can you listen to your music?
Yeah, you can listen to music, you can buy my music, you can see my videos, and you can read lots of stuff, find lots of interesting things there, yeah.
I've had a look as well at Dada Vida, who's the other monk who's coming down. He's got over 5,000 friends, and some of his friends include Bob Dylan and the Beatles. Have you got any famous people on your MySpace?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I don't think the Beatles actually operate their own site.
No, nor do I. That'd be very clever, wouldn't it?
But, yeah, I've got a lot. I've got Mr. Bean.
Brilliant.
The Dalai Lama.
Uh-huh.
Lots.
Well, what would you say to somebody who doesn't know whether to come down to the event or not? How would you persuade them?
Oh, well, great music, great food, and great company.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us today. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And so where's the actual event taking place?
It's in the Yoga Shala room, which is on the first floor, number 12 Newton Street, which is just by Piccadilly Gardens. I believe it's near to the roadhouse. So that's 12 Newton Street, right near Piccadilly Gardens. And it's on the first floor, 8 p.m. Saturday evening.
And how long is the event going on for?
It'll go up until 11 o'clock.
And it's absolutely free, and you're trying to raise money for children's charities. If you want more information, have you got a website or a telephone number?
There's an email list that people can write to. It's Rawa, R-A-W-A, at anandamarga.org.uk, or telephone 0161 282 9224,
which is probably the best option, because I'm sure they want to remember that email address. Well, good luck for Saturday.
Thanks a lot. Thank Danielle. You.